I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Welcome back, everybody, to our E3 coverage 2019. I'm Scott Johnson with John Jagger over there. What's going on, buddy?
Hello, Scott. Happy to be joining you for what is secretly one of my favorite press conferences every year.
Oh, Bethesda. Doing it. Interesting. Yeah.
Actually one of my favorites.
Do you know something I don't know about tonight's presentation by those guys?
No, I don't know what they're going to show, because if you remember last year, they showed everything.
Yeah.
Now, some of those things were, as Bo would call it, a JPEG.
Yeah.
and that's what they showed. They were like, hey, Elder Scrolls, it exists in this painting. And we're like, woo! But, I don't know if we're going to get anything more than that. Maybe that space game they were working on, I think it's called Starlink.
Starfield, that's it.
Thank you, chat room.
I knew there was a star, I couldn't remember how.
Yeah, it's a link, a field, a wars, a trek.
Starlink. Wait, wasn't there something called... Oh, that weird Ubisoft toys come to life thing was called Starlink,
I
think.
Is that what it is? I think Star Fox.
Yeah. That's okay. Star Fox was in it for that thing. And that thing's coming to PC, by the way, with none of the toy parts, which is pretty funny.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. Although I hear it's like a decent space adventure game.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't need the toys to be good. So they got rid of that. I don't know. That was a weird thing. I also usually like what Bethesda does. They just kind of had a rough year since last time.
I think last year we said, oh, this is like their B tier kind of year, because they had such a good year the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one that you and I were both most excited about was Rage 2, which I know I landed real negative on. I don't know where you ultimately landed.
I landed pretty negative. I don't think Rage 2 lived up to its promise. It bummed me out. I think they could do some things to improve it with maybe some add-on, some other content. I don't know. It felt rushed. It felt a little empty gameplay-wise. I think the shooting was okay, but that's about the best thing I can say about it. It bummed me out. That was the thing I was looking forward to the most from them, and it really disappointed me, but they haven't had much luck elsewhere. Soldier 76. Fallout 76 was kind of a poop storm. There's some people that really like that game, but there are way less that don't like it at all, or way more, I should say. And So there's some concern that they'll have nothing to say about Fallout this year, or if they do, it'll have to be something amazing to say. I think that they need to show the Starfield thing,
yeah,
to get people stoked, and or they need to show the new Elder Scrolls 6 has to be shown. One of those two. You can get away with not having one of them, but you got to have one of those two next generation things that are more than a logo for people to kind of forgive them for the year, because it's been a rough year. Hasn't been great.
Because it can't just be Doom Eternal and then like here's some mobile and VR things we're doing. You know, like I'm excited about Doom Eternal. I'm extremely excited about it.
Oh, me too. I'm jazzed about it. It's going to be awesome. Oh, they got 10 seconds away. It looks like it's time. It's GameSpot. Oh. People are done talking.
Sidian in the chat just posted a link to PC Gamer saying no Elder Scrolls 6 or Starfield.
Oh, really? At all?
So prepare to be disappointed. Okay. Well, here we go. We're starting.
Yeah, we're starting. We're beginning. It's happening. Help, help. It's happening.
Chat room also says I'm so tiny. I don't know what that
means. Oh, we're both kind of tiny. I have our cameras way out of the way so that we don't get... This isn't just our big heads in this thing. I'm going to turn the volume down just a tad. Okay, chat room, that should be good. You guys good? You can hear the crowd and everything? Okay, I assume that you're all agreeing with me and nodding your heads. I have no idea. You'll see our reactions. You can see our little faces. You just have to look.
Yeah.
All right, it's one of these.
We love our fans. We think our fans are great. That's why we don't send games to reviewers. No game without
the players. Really, it all comes down to you.
That guy was French as hell.
Well, they knew Patrick wouldn't be here. They had to fill the quota.
We have a French quota to fill.
You keep us in check.
Oh.
You really didn't like Fallout 76.
That is kind of their way of saying that, isn't it? A little bit.
You are definitely not afraid to tell us how you feel. There's another one.
Your feedback sometimes challenges us, but it forces us to be always challenging ourselves.
This whole video is like a big apology.
And with each other as a community. It's really beautiful.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I'm Dinga Bakaba. And I used to take a week off every time a Bethesda game came out.
My name is Mark Diaz, and when I was 8 years old, I used to sneak over to my buddy's house to play Doom.
I think this is what's happening. They're going to be real sorry today.
You think so? That's going to be sad.
And I started out as a 16-year-old gamer who just wanted to bring joy to others through video games.
What?
But I also kind of appreciate... I appreciate them owning it, because nothing is more awkward than watching a company pretend like something that failed was an amazing success.
Yeah.
Which they might do, but that is always painful.
Well, this is their new thing. I see you. That's creepy. Together?
Yeah.
Your webcam is watching you. I see you.
You've all bought one of our games, so we all see you. Why is there a Mortal Kombat person in the Bethesda
thing? I don't know. That was Katana or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
What are we looking at there? What was that?
Oh, yeah. They've got the other Wolfenstein game. The off-year Wolfenstein.
Right. Keep forgetting that's a thing. Oh, they just showed that mobile game that we all love so much. Freaking Blades, which turned out to be kind of poopsky.
Blades.
All right, so got some kind of Dragon Age thing or Dragon thing going. That's from the Elsewhere expansion.
I mean, theoretically, this could be a bunch of trailers and footage for stuff they showed last year that has not come out yet.
In theory, but a lot of this is, I mean, like that was Rage 2 a second ago. That's Elder Scrolls Online. That's whatever that is. Fallout 76, I guess, they showed a little bit of. Rage 2 again. How much Todd Howard do we get versus the other guy?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. You can never have enough Todd Howard.
I tend to agree. Pete Hines. Ooh, Pete Hines.
That's
right.
Who it is.
Pete Hines.
He always looks. Oh, he came out of the crowd he won an award.
Excuse
this
me, ma'am.
This is Pete Hines' first nomination for.
This is his third nomination and first win. For the role of those jeans fit real good. How are you? Oh, last year he was all sweary. Remember that? That was his big thing.
Yeah.
Wonder if he'll be all cussy
today. Thank you
guys
for being here. Thank everyone watching around the world to tuning in to watch our fifth annual E3 showcase.
He looks less tired this year.
Yeah, a little less.
I remember
sleepy.
Last year he had the rings.
This is a night
yep.
dedicated to those who love games, who love the incredible entertainment that games provide.
Effin' yeah. Start swearing now. Effin' a-hole, effin' this, effin' that.
You were assassins in the Empire, adventurers in Tamriel, and survivors.
Oh, got some ESO fans out there.
I guess people like blades.
Dude, ESO, Elder Scrolls Online is killing it right now. It's great.
Wherever and however you choose to play.
I think it's the best game they have right now.
You take the worlds that we create, and you make them yours. You share your experiences with other players, with friends, and with family. With our games, you've built large global communities
uh-huh.
that truly matter.
Okay.
This year, we want to give special recognition uh-huh. to the extraordinary Bethesda community.
All right.
As you saw in our opening video, you mean everything to us. I've almost been at this company for 20 years. And when I first started...
yes, I
that's
have
a,
been
that's
here.
That's a significant chunk of time. Yes.
Two 10-year-olds have grown to age in that time. Amazing.
When I first started, one of my first responsibilities was moderating the community forums, chatting with you, and keeping you up to date on our games. It was a great way to start
really?
My career at Bethesda.
Getting called every name in the book.
What we do. And like so
that's
many
why I swear
Bethesda,
so well.
I've spent a lot of time with you at events around the world.
Heard it all.
I've enjoyed meeting so many of you.
Look at these cosplayers.
So tonight,
wait, what's she from?
Time throughout the show,
Fallout.
Hear directly from some of you. In the Bethesda community.
If they're dressed weird, just assume Fallout, because you can wear pretty much whatever.
Yeah.
We've been creating just for you, including the premiere of some exciting new games, and we'll go deep on Doom Eternal.
I agree, Sidian. Sidian says Doom Eternal's the flag. If that's the flagship, he's okay with that. I agree.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
If you're ready,
that last game was
kick it off.
Incredible.
An update from our friends at one of the most celebrated development studios in the world. Bethesda Game Studios. Please welcome studio head and my good friend, Todd Howard.
Why is they always like saying my good friend? Why they got to do that? Why you got to do the friendship thing?
Well, because you want him to know that, like, hey, we don't just work together. I would help him bury a body in the desert.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like Todd Howard.
Great to see everybody.
Yeah.
We have had an incredibly exciting year at Bethesda Game Studios.
He does look given like if you zapped Mike Morheim with like a de-aging ray, though. Like just shrunk him down to about 12.
Yep.
Actually, it's about a 12-year-old Mike Morheim right there.
Over 60 million players in our games, our most ever. And it's all of you.
What's that gesture?
Pointing at somebody.
It's all of you who have made these worlds what they are. Take Fallout 76.
Uh-oh.
Yes, please take it. Okay, now now we know that place is full of mostly Bethesda people.
A game we'd never done before.
And
had a
we'll
lot of
never do again.
Launch, and we got a lot of well-deserved criticism.
They're clapping now.
But the team
yeah, you did.
On it, and you,
you dumbass.
And through all of that, something amazing has happened. It's thanks to all of you. This game has one of the best online communities we've ever seen.
Oh, come on. What does that even mean?
Post-apocalyptic survival well, game where you it's can do 10 you people, want, but it's the 10 nicest people you've ever met.
They don't go on killing griefing sprees. They leave food and water for the newbies and wave to each other. I don't know about you. This should give us all hope for humanity when the apocalypse does come.
It's like 20 people, though. That's what happens. Everyone's nicer when you're not lost in a crowd of shitheads.
Man.
And we have a lot more in store this year for Fallout 76. But first, our latest game, The Elder Scrolls Blades, is an early access. Boo. And thanks to all of you, it became our
I was excited about it, and it's a bummer.
Number one mobile game after Fallout Shelter. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not very good. I wish it was better. It's
and a, to tell you what's coming to Blades, let me introduce project leader Craig Lafferty and art director Matt Carafano.
I don't know why. I had just a weird moment where I thought he was going to say, let me introduce an orc.
I mean, I would have preferred it.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here at E3. And thanks again to all of you for making Blades number one.
As someone who's These look like guys that would throw shit at each other in the office just to piss each other off just for fun.
With one person in between them that is working hard and very annoyed.
Yeah, trying to focus. This guy in the beard crunches up a piece of paper, tosses it over their head, and hits him in the face.
Able to do it wherever you are. Since it's E3, we're releasing our biggest update yet, featuring all new jobs and solo arena battles, an all new custom jewelry system.
Boo.
And a brand new Dragon Quest line.
Who's yelling?
How do you feel about jewelry, jobs, and dragons?
No one's clapping in there. Look, it's coming from somewhere else.
First of all, it's coming out
tonight.
That's
a good point.
I think it's Bethesda people.
So, download free tonight and give it a try. It's plants. And we're also hard at work.
Somebody just yelled, yes, sir. I think it is employees.
Yeah.
And visiting your friends
drunk house. Employees.
Sony always did this. Sony had all kinds of Sony plants.
Switchblades.
Switchblades? What? Oh, now I might actually play it here because no touchscreen.
Scott!
I might play it there.
How many times do you have to learn the same lesson?
My biggest problem with that game is I think it's terrible for touchscreens. Oh, I don't like this motion control shit either, though. All right, never mind. I take it back.
I feel like we're 30 years away from just like a general consensus of people going, you know what, John, you were right about mobile. And yeah. As an old 60-plus-year-old man, I'm just being like, I told you so.
Is this thing still
yes, Blades is
free to
this
play?
From the Nintendo Switch, and yes, it's still free.
Did you hear that guy? Did you hear that guy?
Oh my
Blades
god!
Is the perfect fit for the Switch. You can play on the go,
give him
on
a raise.
The TV, and with motion controls. But best of all, it's cross-play and cross-progression with the mobile version. So you can start tonight on mobile, and all your progress will carry over. And it's playable here at E3 in our booth and Nintendo's. Yeah.
And Nintendo's?
Oh, they're I thought he was saying it. Three outbursts away from passing out notes saying, hey, tone it down, guys.
We also have some special rewards for both our Apple and Google players this week. So download tonight and let us know what you think. Thanks again.
Okay, get off stage. Oh.
Now, let me introduce Jeff and Tom to tell you what's coming to Fallout 76.
People.
More people will be in it. NPCs.
Hi, I'm Tom Carter, and I'm co-studio director Tom Mustaine. On behalf of everyone at Bethesda Game Studios, we want to thank the millions of you who have played with us.
Now, I don't believe it's right to make fun of people, Scott.
Oh, it's just that he laughed at the worst time. That was really funny.
Incredible what the game
oh
has
my
become.
Gosh
you've told
that was
us
funny
how much you've loved this year's updates so far, from camp building, legendary weapons,
have we
player vending, and of course the dreaded
I mean I
Xbox.
Heard a lot of people talk about it.
We've also
I mean are people generally happier with it? I haven't heard any of
it's
that
called Wastelanders, and it
I don't know if they pulled it out
changed the game.
I don't know anybody who kept playing it.
Yeah,
it's been some time since Vault 76 opened its door. And we all discovered that Appalachia isn't quite what it used to be.
They look like they peed themselves. They have wet spots.
A lot of things. I don't think any of us expected for people.
You can prospect in that game?
Yep.
Come back.
You can do all kinds
Are
of dumb
you
shit.
From that vault? Can you help us?
I'm going to just stand here with my coffee mug until somebody helps me.
This is very Soldier 7, Soldier. It's very Fallout of us to just stand here looking dead. Fighting back.
We'll fight too, right by your side. As long as I don't have to move off this doorstep.
We've been everywhere and seen everything. And the one thing we've learned is this. You gotta claim the wasteland before it claims you.
What the hell?
Are you with us? He's got some dangling bits. That's all right.
Human NPCs return. New main quest. Choice consequence.
Wait a minute. Was my prediction of people actually feature that they put a title up for?
I think you got it right. He basically said more people will be in it. Well done, John.
That's right. That's right. Human NPCs are coming to Fallout 76.
I want to hang out with that guy. Just NPCs. I want to tell him jokes.
New rewards, and as you saw, full dialogue trees.
This is a long-term story we're telling. Year one was about the vault doors opening and all of you settling the wasteland. Year two is about people coming back to reclaim it. Like previous Fallout games, these characters have their own stories and goals. It's up to you to choose how to interact with them and live with those consequences.
The Wastelanders update is coming this
fall. I mean, if it's a straight-up Fallout game now, I'd play it.
Fallout 76 players.
I mean, why not? Try it. See how it goes.
And in the spirit of free, we're doing something special just for E3.
Putting it back on Steam.
Oh. Is going to have a free trial for everyone starting tomorrow.
There you go. There's your window, Scott.
I don't want to get it. I don't want that Bethesda launcher.
That's right. It's the perfect time to see what Fallout 76 and its growing community have become. We can't wait to.
I bet they announce it on Steam.
And because so many of you are going to be joining us,
here it comes.
We thought we'd also give you a sneak peek this week at an all-new game mode. Check it out.
It's the game. You didn't realize it was new because you didn't play it.
It's called Fallout 76.
Your first test was making it to the vault. Now, your real trial begins.
Oh, another timed trial bullshit.
There is no overseer of Vault 51. Perhaps you will be the one.
Oh, they're going to let you be the overseer. Just let you make a series of decisions.
We are in serious need of leadership. So I have devised a unique...
Is it me or do the characters look janky in this?
No, I kind of do. Is the
only sure they look like a mod for Half-Life or something.
This should prove interesting.
Oh, is this like a Battle Royale mode?
Oh, dude. It is.
It's got a lot of enemies, so like, is it a cooperative Battle Royale? Nope, because that's them killing the player.
No, I think there's probably just like stuff in the world that you want to... Yeah, it's totally Battle Royale.
There can only be one overseer.
We paid Johnny Cash a lot of money. I mean, I like the idea of an actual fire burning everything. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Fuck yeah, we put a battle royale in Fallout 76.
Come on, laugh.
He contributes two things, a laugh and an F-bomb.
Born from the Fallout universe, from power armor to perk cards, from camp building to contending with wasteland creatures, and of course, my personal favorite, nukes. It's a great... Free edition.
Everyone loves
to an
a
already
nuke.
Huge game.
Yeah,
we love playing it, and we think you will too.
I want to hang out with that guy.
Check out the sneak peek and let us know what you think. Remember, all of Fallout 76, including Nuclear Winter, is free to try this week on all platforms.
So that'll be out.
So jump in tomorrow. We can't wait to see you.
Thanks again.
God bless our servers. May they not go down.
Remember, everything we've talked about that's coming
this
year.
The Jaws music play when Todd Howard came back out.
We get to represent hundreds of passionate developers across four studio locations in North America working on multiple projects. Yes, we're still hard at work on our next-gen RPGs, Starfield, and of course, Elder Scrolls 6.
That's all they're going to say.
Yeah, that's it. We acknowledge them. They exist.
We know how precious these game worlds are to all of you, and they are to us. We know the time you spend in them is important. Keep telling us what you love, what you'd like to see us do better. Thank you again, everybody, for your support.
What?
But really, even more so, I want to thank everybody for believing in us. Thank you.
Is that it? That's not it. Is that it? That's not it.
Please thank you for coming to our event.
Tango Gameworks. All right.
Mr. Yeah, now it's going to just be their other partners.
Yeah. So that's it from, like, main... Well, no, they're going to do an ESO thing, I heard, like a cinematic or something. So we'll probably get more.
Yeah, but I don't think that's from the main Bethesda software.
That's true. It's
people.
ZeniMax or whatever it is.
It's ZeniMax? Shinji Mikami.
I'd like to start by greeting my team in Tokyo. It's Monday morning there.
You say goitering my team?
A greeting. He's going to greet him.
He's going to goiter them.
Would have paid money to hear him say, I want to start by greeting my team in Tokyo. Hello, team in Tokyo. And then continued his presentation.
That'd be awesome. Wait, is this their studio in Tokyo? Why are they freaking out? It's not a game.
It is an action adventure game.
Oh.
In which you will fight paranormal enemy and rid the city of supernatural evil.
Okay.
I think you'll have it.
The guy yelled, it's going to be hype.
I like that he waved, like, yes, please, calm down, gentlemen.
Yeah, stop. My country is better than you when it comes to this.
At Tango, Ikumi Nakamura.
Yay!
Whoa.
Was that her?
Yeah. Yay, she says.
It's adorable. I appreciate anybody who comes out and yays their own entrance.
She seems very nice.
Such a big stage makes me nervous.
Oh,
I'll do my best to speak in English.
Keeps grabbing her gut. She's going to barf.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine if that happened?
Barfs in English.
Kind of action adventure game. It's spooky. That looks like a survival horror game that we are known for.
I'm excited.
People are vanishing in Tokyo. You must find out why. You will encounter conspiracies and the occult. You have to explore the world.
That's how I want people to describe me in the future.
I like her a lot. She's awesome.
In the game, you will meet spirits.
I think she's rad.
Dangerous. Some peaceful.
She's adding great theatrics to this message. I love it.
Yeah, she's great. She gets my vote.
It is normal or paranormal? I ask myself this question every time I go to the office.
I can't not like her. It's impossible.
Just kidding. We are very excited. Let's take a look. Meet thank you.
This is the greatest. This is my favorite announcement.
She's the best. Put her in charge of everything. All right. Oh, these video game people?
Yeah.
Can't tell.
I hear this is spooky.
They look really realistic. They don't look like game people. This is probably rendered. Oh.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
like
cool.
The it's like the happening, not the happening, the
Thanos.
The Thanos, basically, yeah. What was that other show? Oh, The Leftovers, I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Aw. The dog got left behind? It sucks to be that dog.
I don't know. You got the world at your feet. What the H? I am future ninja. Oh, bow play. I'm always in for bow.
I thought you were talking about the person. I was like, wait, what?
No. I'm always in for bow play.
Extremely confused for a minute.
Whoa, look at that. This is some Kojima level stuff, man.
Oh, yeah, it is. It does look like Death Stranding, actually, right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's very Death Stranding. I'm all for bows. Big time bow fan in video games. Give me some bow work. I'm into it.
Don't fear the unknown. Attack it.
My Norman brother Reedus. Hanzo is a dick. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I would like to see more of that Japanese produced product.
When I'm not playing Bethesda games, I work as a mechanical engineer.
I work in a hospital. I used to work with kids.
Can you come sit backwards on this chair like Walker, Texas Ranger, and talk into a camera?
All of you.
I'm an assistant for a private school for children with autism.
I'm trying to be an artist. I like to think of myself as one.
Make like back-end systems that it's really boring.
Maybe permanently or temporarily, I'm a full-time streamer.
I got a YouTube channel.
I make my own yarn.
I'm a social worker.
Teaching inmates.
I make my own yarn.
Working at a video game cafe.
Gonna just let it go, but apparently we both got caught on the same thing.
Just trying to make sure I heard that right.
You know, 3.5-inch floppy disks.
My older brother picked up Fallout 3, and I took his copy and played it when he wasn't home.
Fallout 4.
Oh, yes, Fallout 3. Those many years ago.
My baby.
Mm-hmm. The scope of that game was just like a lot bigger than things I was used to.
Just setting foot
George
in
Lucas.
Shimmering, the first city that you go to.
Now, I wanted to have Jar Jar added to Fallout 76.
You would look out and you'd be like, oh, I want to go there.
But I sold it to Disney, and by then it was too late.
Which was wild.
Go out into the world, go in any direction that you want to go.
The exploration and the weirdness and the alienness of it.
I played Oblivion. I tell you, it probably saved my life.
It was one of my first experiences with a fantasy world that was that.
Is her eye okay?
Love the dragons, scatter the dragons.
Wasn't that game, it had a weird thing about the eye, right? Like maybe she's...
Oblivion did?
No, she's dressed like the person from that game.
Add dragons to everything. Mecha dragons. More dragons.
Oh, what was that about? Studio director at ZeniMax Online Studios. Oh, sweet, they're going to do the... Matt Thyroid, he's going to talk about ESO, which is exciting because this new expansion is really good. I'm impressed with it. These guys deserve credit.
Wow, thank you.
Wow, thank you. You must work for our team.
Yeah, you can see his team right there.
Thank you.
Wow.
Our friend Greg there, the one in the video that really loves dragons. I'm happy to say, Greg, The Elder Scrolls Online has dragons.
I have fought dragons in that game. It's fun.
Right not now, fact, not to seem like too big of an Elder Scrolls dragon, nerd, but how do they explain greed, revenge, dragons being in a prequel to
and of course,
Skyrim?
Dragons.
It's not. Is it a pre? I thought the whole thing was after. No?
No. It takes place. It's the big falling out that they refer to in Skyrim.
Watching you play the game.
It's the something to do with the place, this elsewhere place. And I'm terrible at the lore, so I couldn't really tell you accurately, but I bet I could find something on it.
Okay.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. I keep forgetting it's a prequel.
Thank you. Thank you for making ESO the extraordinary adventure it is today. The past year has been a huge success for ESO. More Game of the Year awards, millions more players have joined.
We got Scott Johnson on board.
Scott Johnson is pimping it.
So many, in fact, that we recently added more server capacity.
It's good. I like it a lot.
All the new
players. Second era is ESO. Interesting. Okay. Elsewhere is
ESO,
neato.
ESO just keeps getting bigger and better. Just a few days ago, we launched the Elder Scrolls Online Elsewhere. The latest chapter in the game where you're able to visit, for the first time, the homeland of the Khajiit, as well as control the dead as the new Necromancer class. And if you haven't played it yet, Elsewhere is the perfect starting point for new players.
I am a new player,
and I'm excited.
We kicked it off by showing you a video about how dragons were unleashed on Elsewhere, and we ended with a cliffhanger. Now, I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do explain it. Next. I've seen the cinematic before this one explains the dragons.
Oh, okay.
I should have said that. All right, now we'll see what they do. Maybe there's more to do with that here.
It's a Khajiit.
Yeah, the Khajiit. They are great. Please go get me 4 monkeys. I am dying to have them.
Some skooma.
That guy's a prick show.
Well, I like that you know these characters. I think that shows that it's doing a good job of explaining things.
Yeah, they do it. The story stuff's really good. I think they're committed. It's a strong... Right now, it's... I mean, I don't know. Sorry, WoW, but it's got my focus at the moment.
Chat's calling me racist for implying that all Khajiits are addicted to skooma.
Skooma. So this is Aftermath. The other one will show you where they broke out of. There's a whole thing about it. And I talk to this chick all the time, this cat chick. She'd love her. She's a rogue. She's like this rogue cat.
All right, I mean, you had me at rogue. Well, they're treating this guy like he might be a good guy. He's fighting the dragons.
Well, he may have to... He may not be able to help it. Problem is, there's... I think he's the necromancer that everyone's scared of. Yeah, he is. And you're not allowed to... In parts of the cities, you can't have necromancer stuff happening, or else they'll throw you in jail. Like, oh. It's super... So there's certain things you just don't want to cast while you're in town, or else you'll get busted. That guy's a wizard. Grandpa wizard!
Just hit him with a tire?
Yeah, or something, or a wheel, or I don't know what that was. You'd like her. She's a pissy rogue. She's super pissed all the time.
I mean, she just growled at a dragon, so she has got many points in my book. They brought the Horn of Gondor with them.
Ah, my skin! My skin! Actually, rogues are just cool in this game. This is the only rogue I'd want to play, actually. I feel about Elder Scrolls rogues the way you feel about rogues generally. They're pretty rad. The whole Brotherhood of the... What's the thing? Dark Brotherhood or whatever it is?
Dark Brotherhood, and then you also have the Assassins. Both are really good.
Yeah, those are good. Ooh, this just sliced his wing right open. Ooh, Game of the Thrones! Oh!
Don't worry, she'll land on her feet.
Yeah, she's a cat. She's got 8 lives left, even if she dies here.
It's a myth.
Meow, 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 meow.
You did good. You jumped up there and lost all your weapons.
It's the only thing weird about these. I think there's one or two of their cinematics where someone says something, but most of them they don't say anything.
Oh, to be continued again.
Yeah. This is really good. I like it. I'm not nearly the expert as some of these yelling people are, obviously, but...
You may have recognized the return of Sai Sahan, the legendary Red Guard Swordmaster. He's the legendary Red Guard Swordmaster you met as part of the original Five Companions. He's back as the leader of the Dragon Guard, a group of dragon hunting.
We are really into the legendary Red Guard Swordmaster.
Story DLC named Dragonhold.
Oh my gosh, someone give them a cold shower.
We've got a lot more to share about the return of Sai and the Dragon Guard, which we'll unveil at QuakeCon later this summer.
QuakeCon.
Before then, keep an eye out for a dungeon DLC adventure called Scalebreaker, which you'll see in August.
You don't know what that is. You don't know what that means. Yeah. You don't know what you're excited about.
Thank you so much for your support of the Elder Scrolls Online. We're humbled.
Especially all of you ZeniMax employees that are sitting in the front row. Thank you.
You guys are seriously awesome. Thank you.
This is a guy they thawed out from 1972, and he's just amazed by the technology around him.
Yeah.
I have something else to talk about. The Elder Scrolls Online isn't the only game in development at ZeniMax Online Studios.
What?
We have several other projects, one of which we're ready to reveal tonight.
If they're making a Fallout MMO, I'll shit myself.
Kind of go against Fallout 76 a little bit, right?
I mean, yes. But you could argue the ESO goes against the Elder Scrolls. I don't know. I'm just getting excited for nothing here. I'm sure it's nothing.
And now, for something completely different.
Monty Python fan.
A classic Saturday morning cartoon in free-to-play mobile game form.
No.
Well, let's take a look.
John, here's your game. This is the one you've been waiting for all day. Aren't you excited?
What if I didn't imagine any of these things?
Commander Keen?
They're bringing Commander Keen back?
Holy shit. I seriously want to go over to... I want to hear an interview with Cliffy B about all this stuff going on with his original projects. Or no, this was id. Sorry. I'm thinking of Jazz Jackrabbit. Jazz Jackrabbit was his.
I mean, Commander Keen died in the last Doom game. I don't know why they're bringing him back. Okay.
They're retconning this for the mobile audience. Okay, so what is Commander King? Can you show us more?
I don't know, but it's sweary. They've got their audience. People who like to say the F word.
Benjin, you're too young, Benjin, if you haven't heard of Commander King.
And they're heading to iOS and Android.
Yeah, but Apogee, for the first time. That was Romero and what's his name?
Created by id Software in the early 90s.
Pretty sure. I know it was Apogee. It wasn't id, but it was those guys. Wasn't it?
Boy genius,
shit.
Billy Blaze.
Gotta look it up now.
Whose alter ego, Commander Keen, protected Earth. All of us at ZeniMax Online Studios want to give a really big thanks to our friends at id for trusting us to deliver our modern take on this classic game.
id.
id.
Commander Keen.
So, tonight, as we introduce Commander Keen to a new generation of players, we're also
published by Apogee.
The next generation of heroes.
It wasn't made by them. Tom Hall, John Carmack, and John Romero made it. I told you. It's basically id.
Twin geniuses who follow in their famous father's footsteps. The new commanders are, of course, funny and powerful, but the game is also full of enemies, allies, and some really bad guys. The twins build wacky gadgets from household items to save the Earth from certain alien destruction. Drag and drop gadgets to summon allies, attack enemies, and move through the environment.
Okay, I hate it.
Choose from a caboodle of contraptions to conquer challenges.
Yeah, I hate it.
And try saying that five times fast. The twins go on adventures in story mode.
Hey, John, you were maybe right about mobile games.
As well as a whole bunch launch of brand new
I mean, you're
weapons.
Not wrong here. You're totally mode, right here.
You'll overcome aliens.
This is the wrong thing for any... I mean, someone's going to play the shit out of this. It's just not me anymore.
You can sure. also go helmet sure. to helmet with other players in battle mode.
Ooh, helmet to helmet meant something very different when I was growing up.
Through an alien landscape where you need to control checkpoints... And claim the flag to gain ultimate victory.
You know, when you hear about like when Derek and Eric going helmet to helmet.
Firefighters charged each other yeah. in the ultimate contest of who was the better firefighter.
Sword fights. Yeah, I'm not into this. Who cares?
So, please go visit gokeen.com to pre-register to receive unique in-game rewards and hot Commander Keen launch updates.
Whoa, I don't like how she said
we
hot.
Really can't wait to kick some asteroid with you all.
Kind of fell out of the thing there at the end. All right. That's fine. Whatever. That ain't for us.
What if we saw a game that wasn't mobile?
Thank you, Kira.
Uh-oh. Are they going to finish it up here?
We, like you, love mobile games. In addition to Blades and the upcoming...
Not like me. Don't assume my feelings on mobile games, Pete Hines.
You all have phones, right?
I did play Fallout Shelter, though.
Shelter was all right. I had an okay time in it.
For fans of collectible card games, we brought the Elder Scrolls Legends to mobile.
It was kind of the game version of the stuff I hate about XCOM, which is all the base building, which I don't love doing that.
Upgrades, new features, and new content. It's a great experience for a night of gaming or a quick match over a cup of coffee.
What? Is this a commercial?
Yep.
This is actually a decent card game, by the way. I don't mind it. I mean, it's Hearthstone.
Is it good enough to warrant another trailer at another E3?
No.
To talk about again.
I mean, not really. You know
whenever
what?
You
know what? I never get sick of though is the theme song to all things Elder Scrolls. I just could hear it anywhere, anytime. I love it so much.
It's super good. Do you know what I want you to think whenever you see a medieval scene like this from now on?
What's that?
There's no plumbing in this world.
Nope.
Just want you to remind yourself of that.
They're all just pissing themselves and... Now, if the game worked like this, I'd be more into it.
If it pulled you into a fantasy realm of fun drunkards?
Yeah, until I had to use the shitter.
Make your play.
And then you talk to a strangely erotic card-playing woman.
Play your kid game, kid. It's like a more serious take on the Hearthstone thing, which I think they successfully do, kind of. But you have to really be into it, I guess. I don't know. Why was that a thing?
Well, because Daenerys showed up in New York and...
I don't understand how that ended. Yeah, but these aren't real places,
see,
chat room.
Dragons.
They said indoor plumbing's thousands of years old. Yeah, this is a fantasy kingdom.
Challenge. You can download Legends for free on the App Store and
yeah,
begin playing
we know.
Tonight.
We know.
Legends' next expansion, Moons of Elsewhere, will be available on June 27th for PC, Mac, mobile and tablet. You can head over to BethesdaNet to get a glimpse at the new cards and content, or play it this week in our.
I used to hate the cat race.
I'll see you there, clapping.
I've grown to really like them because of the ESO story. The quests in there are so good.
Speaking of,
they're kind of rad.
3 weeks ago,
they're basically desert people.
Rage 2, and now Insanity Rules.
It's like that's when you know that place is
and
full of employees.
Rules for millions of players around.
They should
the
just go. It's okay.
It was fine.
We've already added community challenges that reward you just for having fun in the wasteland. And well,
I never unlocked anything there because I never had fun in the wasteland.
The World of Rage 2 will become even more unpredictable and even more insane. Take a look.
Whoa. A videotape. Oh, jeez. They're making a 90s sitcom intro.
I mean, sure. Why not? I mean, I can see a world where a lot of work is done to this game and I end up liking it and rebuying it one day.
Yeah, I do too.
Now I miss the taste of flesh.
Oh, that's my next tattoo.
I don't think he actually said those things.
You see, instead of Mo.
Yeah, I get that. That's a creative thing he did there.
I got a tremendous surprise for you all.
Battle Royale. Oh. Well, they should have said, maybe he will. He should say, and it's going to be free to all existing players, because that was rough.
Executive producer of Machine Games, Jörg Gustafsson.
Man, I wish that game was better. Because I love the look of it.
Hello, everyone.
For some reason, you've become very stuttery to me. I'm going to leave and return.
Okay.
In Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus.
How about
this
now?
Year, we take you back.
Let's
to
see.
Europe.
How you doing?
Better. Are you better?
I can hear myself for some
first,
reason.
Oh.
We are Nazi killing into
how about now?
Hello. Hi. Nope. Good.
Okay.
Nope. Can hear myself.
Oh. Why is that?
Cyber pilot. As a hacker working
hold
for
on.
The French resistance,
it's doing that.
You will take control of Nazi war machines and turn them against their creators. Cyberpilot will be available this July, and it's playable.
What is Cyberpilot?
RE3 booth.
Oh no, I was looking at my settings.
Do you still hear yourself?
Yeah.
And if you haven't fought Nazis in VR,
here I'll
you
rejoin.
Know what you are missing. But as I said, we have two new Wolfenstein games. This summer, we are going to be launching Wolfenstein Youngblood.
All right. How's that?
Let's see. I can still hear myself,
with
yeah, on a weird delay.
Is
it a long delay? Like, what's it like?
Wolfenstein game.
No, you're stuttering, and then I'm about a second behind what I'm saying.
Oh. I don't know what that is. All right, let's try...
And of course, even
it almost sounds like a loose wire because there's like static around it every time you talk.
That's really weird. How about now?
And in Youngblood, you can kill
yeah, I think so. Yep, still going.
Still going. I'm going to get out of this call again and try you back. Hang on.
Yes, Wolfenstein is going co-op. Youngblood is set in the 1980s. 2 decades after the new Colossus, B.J. Blazkowicz is missing.
Yeah, it's not me, I don't think.
Paris,
okay. I'm going to do a reset for me, and I'll be right back.
All right, I'll see you in a sec.
To track him down. In Youngblood, you can still play by yourself, or you can partner with a pal to double up
is this
on
guy
shooting,
German?
Stabbing, and killing Nazis.
We like to kill the Nazis.
Papa is, so that's where we're going.
We can find him together.
I may have an assignment suitable for two Nazi killers such as yourselves.
Can I play this alone, though? I don't want to play it with two people.
All right, I'm back.
How you sound now? How do I sound? Better?
No, exactly the same, but I'll just live with it.
Are you sure?
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Because you're coming through really good to me, and everyone's hearing me normal. Did you reboot your computer?
No, I just rebooted the mixer that I go into.
Yeah.
And Discord.
All right.
The weird thing is all the audio from the show is normal.
Yeah, I don't know what would cause that. I don't even have you. Well, Here, say some stuff for me.
Well, hello. I'm watching this E3 here video.
All right, let's see if it made any sound when you talked.
E3 here video.
Oh, weird.
Watch E3 here video.
Oh, you are coming through weird. All right,
You're hearing it now.
Made any sound when you went. Yeah, let me hear that again. Yeah, I don't know what would cause that.
No, I just rebooted the.
What the heck?
That's what I'm hearing.
All right, I'm exiting something. Is it better now?
Let's see. Nope.
Still bad?
Still hearing me, and you're still crunchy.
I must have had a codec go weird. All right. Are you okay for a sec, and then we'll... Because I bet if I rebooted, it would fix, but I'd have to reset everything.
Yeah, that's no problem.
All right.
Who worked with us on these two Wolfenstein games, Dinga and Sebastian.
Dinga and Sebastian.
Sweet.
I would watch that movie.
I'm into it. No, it was Dinga, I think.
We love you too.
Put their names up. Yeah, Dinga Bagapaga, Backabba.
Hi. I'm Dinga Bakaba, I'm game director at Arcane Lyon.
Bonsoir, I'm Sébastien Miton, art director in the same studio.
So, along with partnering with our good friends at Machine Games...
Dude, I want to hang around more French people.
Working on other projects.
These guys are stoked.
And tonight...
Well, get ready, because you're about to hear a lot more as you do more of these with Patrick.
Oh, that's true.
It's something innovative, stylish...
Also, you have Ubisoft tomorrow.
...from anything we've done before.
Let me begin by saying bienvenue to the frozen island of Black Reef.
What?
This is a place of mystery,
where
looks can kill. The game takes place during what we say in French is a period de folie, a time of madness.
And now that we've given you a small taste of the world, let us introduce you to our two deadly rivals, Colt and Juliana.
Am I still sounding weird right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing little things as we go, just to see.
It concerns me that they have a word in French for a period of madness.
This place isn't a paradise.
Hey, it's that guy that does voices for everything.
Yeah, it's Lee from Walking Dead.
Yep.
Or and, the Hulu guy.
Yeah, the Hulu guy. The following program is brought to you in limited... He's also Vol'jin.
Yep. Did that guy in StarCraft 2?
Mm-hmm. Not Ghost. What was his name? Dreadman.
Yeah, he was a Spectre, but I don't remember his name.
And I can't let this go on any longer.
What is this? The longer that I'm out here. I mean, this is what they were talking about, but this looks cool, dude.
Yeah.
Protect the cycle. The only way to break the cycle
is to kill you.
Jeez.
Oh, he's got the force. That's great.
Yep. She got wall running. This is cool stylization going on. That 70s looking thing they do there.
Yeah.
time is on my side.
Oh, it's the Dishonored people? The Dishonored crew's making that. That looks good. I mean, who knows what it is, but that looked pretty cool.
We cut to the one person in the audience less than thrilled.
Look at that mustache.
Deathloop combines a mind-bending story with meticulously designed levels and, of course, arcane signature gameplay that lets you approach every situation any way you like. Because in the endless clash between these two extraordinary assassins, how you play is up to you.
Plus, I think it's really fucking cool.
Three of them now. Good job. Good job, guys.
Excuse my French.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you
that's all right.
French, don't worry. In our country, we also say the F word.
Fucking true.
Fourth.
Because we will take you on a trip unlike any
that's like us saying mayored over and over.
That you enjoy the ride.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
Have some mayored.
It's a wonderful way to get away.
Now, I thought the love story of Padme and Anakin would really resonate with players.
Helped me as a person because I'm typically very isolated.
It's definitely very confidence building.
It's brought me out of my shell and stopped being an introvert.
I could like be a hero and do all these things.
You find really,
you know, Anakin didn't like the dirt because I don't like the dirt.
Meet people who
I also find sand very gritty.
As a character.
It all stems back to the time I was into racing and I crashed my car and I fell into some sand and it was uncomfortable to me.
Honestly, my parents were refugees from the Vietnam War, which is why I'm also fascinated by.
Oh my lord!
Playing these games just kind of put me out of the worry and the stress.
I was in a dark place.
You're in a dark place now, dude. I mean, literally.
We've locked you in this room.
It's a very dark place.
Tell us you love us.
Just being someone who is LGBT, it's nice to be able to sit down and play these games and feel accepted for who I am. It's really nice to see that their storyline has some sort of emotional effect on me as a player.
Unless you're playing Skyrim, really there are some kind of homophobic moments in that game.
The process of making these big worlds with these which one? Stories.
Skyrim. There was a couple of quest lines. It's just, well, it's like whatever. It's supposed to be an ancient time where people have ancient ideas about stuff. And 2011.
Yeah, but couldn't you get married to anybody regardless of gender?
Oh, could you in that?
I thought so.
I didn't get married in Skyrim. James Altman, director of publishing. I didn't think Skyrim had that. Maybe it did.
And I'm Robert Duffy, Chief Technology Officer at id Software.
Whoa, people like Robert Duffy. Y'all, I make everything work. This shit don't work without Robert Duffy.
Technology to show you that can dramatically improve gaming for millions.
Love his accent.
For the past two decades, we've approached game development not by looking at what is possible today, but with a vision of what can be possible tomorrow. And at Bethesda,
what?
We're proud of our legacy of innovation, where again and again we've changed the industry. We were the first to use physics-based engines for sports games. We were groundbreakers with Go Anywhere, Do Anything, open world RPGs. We are the inventors of the first person shooter, which is now the
world. We also invented cyber Nazis.
Mecha Hitler.
We are pioneers in downloadable content and the first to bring mods to consoles. And actually, since we first brought mods to consoles in 2016, there have been 1 billion mod downloads for Fallout and Skyrim. We, of course, developed the first commercially viable VR technology, revealed in our E3 booth in 2012. Yes, that is the original VR headset, held together by tape and worn by our very own Tim Willits.
They didn't say, but stolen, and we sued him, but lost, for Carmack leaving and going to Facebook with it.
Of best-in-class engine technology with our id Tech engine.
Dude, that engine's it's so cool.
Innovation and creativity is in our DNA, and all of these advances were done with one goal in mind, to improve player experiences. So tonight, we have exciting new technology to announce.
We're going to show you the result of years of research and development. Cutting-edge game engine-based technology we've developed specifically for game streaming.
Now, we'd like to introduce you to Orion.
Oh, hi, Ryan.
It's the company
Orion
that made the RoboCop movie,
right? Streaming mm-hmm. technology. It is our name for a group of patented technologies
Orion Pictures, you're right.
that optimize game engines for performance.
Oh my gosh, how did you remember that that was for
Orion can work with any game engine
freaking RoboCop.
And will improve player experience.
Watched that
no
movie when
plan,
I was very little and I thought the logo was impressive.
I'm impressed.
Another streaming platform. So, how does Orion work?
The exciting game streaming services you've been hearing so much about have largely focused on hardware solutions to address the complex challenges of streaming.
Oh boy.
There's a lot of words. We used our expertise in developing game engine software and took a different approach. By incorporating Orion technology at the game engine level, we're able to stream game content up to 20% faster per frame, leading to a dramatic reduction in latency. In addition, an Orion-enabled game can stream with up to 40% lower bandwidth. And happily, for game developers, Orion technology is easy to integrate.
But this is, okay.
But what does that mean for you?
Yeah.
It means that streaming games will be faster and better with Orion. And Orion substantially reduces the
you
cost of
like
streaming
it. Trust
for players
me.
And for publishers. So it won't matter if your friends and family are sucking up all the bandwidth or if you live far away from a data center. With Orion, you'll still be able to stream your game at max settings.
Ooh, they hit that guy
oh
in the
my
back.
God.
I'm good. Freaking Janice from accounting over there just losing her mind.
Any new sounds like Peter Griffin, like in the back there.
Totally. What's wrong with my mic? Hold on.
Good question. Can it stream an unrelenting, fluid, first-person shooter with native 4K resolution? 60 frames per second.
Okay.
Let's see.
That was annoying. Sorry.
I'd like to introduce.
Weren't they using Doom to show
like
off Stadia?
Yeah, they were. Stadia. Stadia?
Here,
did you say Stavia or Stadia?
Yeah, I said Stadia.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Right now to that mobile device.
They did.
As you can see, there is no reduction in visual fidelity. That's Doom.
That looks pretty good.
Per second without perceptible latency.
I mean, I don't want to play it like this because my eyes suck, but
technology yourself as we test and refine it. So for a chance to be among the first in the world to stream Doom 2016 for free, all you need to do is join the Doom Slayers Club by registering at slayersclub.com tonight.
Hey, does that Doom multiplayer stuff still exist? Can you go in there and play those things? Those weird mods and everything, do you know?
Probably. I don't know, though.
I feel like checking that out. Yeah! Oh my gosh, that guy needs to go home.
We'll see you in hell.
Are they done? Yeah, dude.
There we go.
What you interfere with now is bigger than you can imagine. If you continue, you will bring down the heavens' wrath. It is written. It is their time to give penance. You are but one man.
This is awesome tone.
It is.
I love it.
I like that they're essentially saying, like, hey, heaven wants to judge these demons and you're doing too good of a job, they're mad at you.
Yep. It's almost the only kind of shooter I want to play right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Like, I don't really care about... I don't know. It's weird. FPSs have gone in a strange place for me. And so I'll play multiplayer stuff, but like a single player shooter, this is really the only thing I care about. Is that kind of game. Games like it. It's almost like they got. It's almost like that's a better Diablo than Diablo. And I don't mean, you know, RPG, but.
No, but I see what you mean. If it had loot and stuff like that, holy.
Oh
hell.
My gosh, dude. I'd never quit. That's all I'd do.
This is awesome. Thank you so, so much.
This is so effing awesome.
I'm Marty Stratton, the executive producer of Doom Eternal.
And I'm...
Thank you.
And I'm interrupting.
And I'm Hugo Martin, the game's creative director.
Good job, Hugo.
As you just saw, we're not just building a world for Doom. It's in the entire universe. Earth is on the brink of annihilation.
The first map is bigger than my forehead.
And your crusade
but just barely.
will take you across dimensions to locations never seen before in Doom, from heaven and hell to the Sentinel homeworld and beyond.
Yeah.
Who are the Sentinels?
Oh.
There is so much to see and discover. But Doom is first and foremost about gameplay. And Doom Eternal promises to be the ultimate power fantasy. The fun comes from mastering the experience, because you are the Doom Slayer, the strongest, fastest demon killer in existence, and nothing can stand in your way.
Shut up, audience.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Of course, the challenge it's just a fact. Doom is all
it is known.
Hand-crafted
it is known.
Combat, but also engaging level design. And in Doom Eternal, the game always has something new to throw at you, even deep into the campaign.
Nude?
Let's take a look.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
I heard
I'm
nude.
Ready for it.
Something nude to throw at you.
I've never been more excited.
Dude. I mean, this is...
I like that he can't even grab a wall like just a casual person. He's got to just grab the hell out of it.
Yeah, he just has to just like... He has to manhandle it in a way that's just as over the top as possible. I mean, still one of the greatest openings to any game I've played in the last 10 years. When he walks in and just takes all his shit and cocks that gun and...
Yeah.
It's so good. I never feel like I had enough ammo in this game, though. I hope I feel more like I have enough ammo all the time. Maybe that's part of
the
game.
Well, it was supposed to be the motivator to do this finishing moves. Is, you know, burn ammo, finish them. Burn ammo, finish them.
You know, yeah. It's so important to us at id Software that every aspect of the gameplay has real meaning to you, the player. Every enemy is different, every weapon has a purpose, and every decision you make really counts. The only path to victory in Doom Eternal is to aggressively control the fight with amazing agility, powerful guns, and critical resources.
That's right. I'll tell you, we absolutely can't wait for you to play it. And some of you won't have to wait too long. If you are lucky enough to be in the room tonight... you'll have a chance
just
to play
tuned in to see what you were doing.
Following the show. And for those not here but at E3 this week, we'll have Doom Eternal playable in the Bethesda booth all week.
When's it out?
Yeah.
Did they say?
But enough talk. Let's see how it all comes together.
I don't know.
And watch as this perfect killing machine goes to work.
Yes, I want to see things get shot.
I also love the UI in this game. Just great, big, chunky UI elements. It's so good.
I'm charting a flight path to Mars. Calculating thrust vectors. Launching in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, you're in space, dude.
This is cool.
demons are just like, ah, shit. Martha.
Another one of the drop pods fell, Martha.
Get out here.
I'm gonna go check it out.
We're in for the world of shit. You know that they don't have to explain.
On the lawn again.
I love that they don't have to explain that here on Mars or in Hell, there's just guns laying around.
Yeah. I liked what that was.
Yeah, that was cool. Looks like a, what do you call it? Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
Got him.
That's great. The alt fire stuff in that game is so good. I hope a lot of that gets retained. Looks like it is. Have they said anything about multiplayer? Because I think they could have gone places with that. They just didn't. They had a whole other team develop it. It wasn't the same dev team.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they've said yet. But I agree.
It just is a fun arena shooter. Even if it's just a basic mode, I would be super into that. Just with some XP, maybe. Some kind of progression skin thing. Whoa, that was a lot of shards.
It's like he's knocking the armor right off him.
I played that Doom 2 ray tracing thing.
The Quake 2?
Or Quake 2, sorry. It's crazy. Yeah. It's so cool. I am all in on that tech. Try. Yeah, you have an RTX, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally do it. Oh, right in the
eyeball.
Right
in the eye.
Yep, take that. So this is a me problem, but one thing that happened to that game a lot is I got lost a lot. I had a hard time finding out where the hell I was supposed to go.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just a me problem. It might have been. I'm bad with directions.
Well, you're so all over the place in this game, too.
Yeah. Eat it! Eat it, you bastard. This is the most gameplay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is if you go back to when we saw the preview for the first Doom.
Yeah.
I was real skeptical. And I don't think this video is showing anything different.
Yeah.
It's just that now I trust them.
Yeah. Totally with you. They proved they could do it with that game.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, shit. That's doom as hell, that thing. BFG. Yeah, that looks pretty good. That guy. Calm down, buddy. That game looks real good.
All right. That was classic. That was awesome. Thanks. We're so excited because the gameplay that you just saw is just a piece of what you're going to play this week at E3. Yeah.
Just a piece.
But I bet a lot of you are wondering, when do we get to play Doom Eternal at our home?
Probably.
Well, you don't have to wait too much longer. Not quite tomorrow. But Doom Eternal will release on November 22nd.
What do you mean I don't have to wait too long? That's a long time.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that, and we've got something really special for Doom fans. An amazing collector's edition we're really proud of.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an actual helmet. Yeah, you could wear that thing.
Or put it on your cat.
Oh, there's one. This guy's thrilled. He's been sitting at this thing this whole time. He's like, can I take it off now?
This guy's already got it.
That's right.
Already a badass.
He's already got one on.
All right. Well, we've got one more thing we know that you've been waiting to hear about. Our totally new Doom multiplayer experience.
Oh, all
there
right.
You go.
Here we
They're
go.
They're listening to you.
Derm multiplayer. Derm. Doom.
We've been developing this in-house at id, and it's unlike anything you've played before.
Yeah. We've been so pumped. Yeah. At id to share this with you.
Yeah.
This is yeah. pure Doom, but with your friends, where two player-controlled demons take on one fully loaded Slayer in a fight to the death. This is a first-person fighter, where it's demon strategy versus Slayer skill.
You know, we can't wait, because we know you'll love the different play styles Whoa. Of the various
Guys,
demons.
Take a shit.
Because each has unique...
I can't deal with battle mode!
I'm out!
They can even spawn AI demons to control the battlefield and help you take down the Slayer. It's strategic, competitive, and it's a ton of fun.
There's only three people,
we
though?
We can't wait to share more details with you this year.
No, show us.
Quake
show Con. Us now.
That's right. A lot
That's always
got to
save something
but
for QuakeCon.
Before we go, we do want to take a first look at Doom Eternal's new multiplayer.
Okay.
On behalf of our amazing team at id in Dallas and Frankfurt, Germany, we want to thank you all so much for your support.
Don't forget the Germans.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. All right, let's see your battle.
With battle mode.
Doom Eternal. This is what I've been wanting. Oh, the music is so good.
Fight.
So it's just, it's basically King of the Hill, but you're done when you're dead.
Round two. Yeah. I feel like this is always going to be you and me as demons versus Bo as a human.
Yep. Pretty much a guarantee. But I'd love to play this. This is great for core. Tell your two other friends.
Just two.
Only two. Dude, that sounds like the Mortal Kombat guy.
Yeah, we got Shao Kahn.
Round one. Fight. Finish him.
That's interesting. That is like, it's like miniature Left 4 Dead multiplayer.
Another round of applause.
When you fight the zombies. And people can be zombies. Oh, someone said that in the chat.
And for everyone yeah. at our studios around the globe that have worked so hard on the great games you've seen tonight, we say thank you.
Now drop an F-bomb. F-bomb time.
25 years of Doom.
Yeah,
so
you haven't sworn yet.
We will be going
Everybody
all
else
out
did.
Doom at QuakeCon this summer. We're adding a whole host of panels and activities dedicated to Doom, which we call DoomCon. Yeah, see what we did there? We took out the Quake and put Doom. We hope you can come hang out with us.
Oh,
in
they didn't even mention Quake.
If you can't,
Quake Legends.
Tune in online. Until then, go to Bethesda.net.
Is that doing bad for them?
On all the games you saw tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
This week, we'll have
oh well, actually, yeah, probably it is.
So I kind
of
like it, but
in
I don't
the meantime,
know if it's doing
playing,
great.
Thanks for watching, and thanks to all of you for being part of the Bethesda community. Have a great night.
All right. Well, there's your Bethesda. Oh, they're going to show more family times.
Yep.
It's a very Blizzard
sure
thing to do, too, these days.
At Bethesda, we're in the business of creating heroes.
The badass villain.
Is you.
Hey, we know that guy. He was on screen.
It's like we hand you this malleable clay, and you do these extraordinary
we know him
things
from earlier.
That we never could have imagined.
Remember that guy?
We get to build these worlds and these communities, and you all come in and you play, and you bring these worlds that we create to life.
You help us build richer worlds.
You add meaning to everything we do.
We are glad you're here.
We're so glad you're here.
To the heroes.
Is that the girl?
Shit, I don't have a drink.
The girl that the Japanese girl, she the one that was on stage? Because she's great.
I don't know.
Bring her back.
Maybe. I do want to see her again. She was great. It's like what they did at the beginning, but what they showed just now.
It's your PowerPoint structure. You have to remind everybody at the end what you talked about. Or else what was the point, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We've completed what I can only call a thing. It happened. It's a deal.
Yeah. It was all right. I mean, I'm excited about the same things going in as I am going out for the most part. But,
yeah, same. I think Doom Eternal, that weird Japanese Tokyo Ghostwire Tokyo, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Looks neat. Never heard of it. That was a surprise. I have a little more hope for Rage 2 because they're adding some cool stuff, but I don't know if that's enough yet. I mean, I still own it, so yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm kind of curious what Fallout 76 does next, just because I think they really need to fix that. If they want Fallout to remain a marquee product forever, they got to do right by that. So I'm curious about them doing right about that. I can't believe we didn't get to see any Starfield. That really bums me out. But I'm not that shocked. That stuff's not far enough along, I think, to show anything. I don't know. Anything else jump out at you as like a surprise or a thing you're like, oh, cool, we'll get to have that?
I don't think so. I think it was kind of the same stuff for me. It's all about Doom Eternal. You know, if something else comes out that's a nice, pleasant surprise, I'm all about it. But
didn't really get it this time.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hey, you know what also is fine? A whole slew of new content tomorrow when we do this again. For other games and other presentations. I believe our first thing is not Ubisoft. Oh, it's the VR thing tomorrow morning. That'll be right after TMS, which we're doing an hour early for those who catch that show, the Frog Pants morning show. So you'll be there an hour early, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Normally it's at 9, but 8 a.m. And then when that's done, Patrick and I will jump into that VR thing and see how that goes. We have Ubisoft tomorrow. We have a whole bunch of other stuff. So excitement awaits all of you. Thank you all for being here. John, any final awesome words to say before we go?
Control your F-bombs. When used in the proper situation, they can be a powerful weapon. But when used with little regard, well, everybody loses.
Wise words never spoken. Wait, wiser words have never been spoken. Have a great night, everybody.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.